Well, hey, friends, we're here today. This is Russ Dizdar. This is Wednesday night, the 9th of September, and we're ready to go and talk again about globalism, but we're going to take another look at this. I don't know if you've listened in the last number of, the days that we've been on and the series that we've been doing, and I want to ask you, how in the world do you track Luciferianism? How do you track Lucifer? You know, in law enforcement, they have trace evidence issues, and you've got things you can do to find out what's being done and get the evidence, DNA evidence. So I'm going to share five things today in this 1 hour that deals with how can you track, you know, the work, this agenda that we've been talking about. So again, hello again. Number of people are new to the voice here. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. www.ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Thank you for all those who have been writing in and checking us out and giving us notes. I mean, every single day, individuals are writing in, and I want to say thank you. I'm trying to read all of them early in the morning and respond to the ones that I can. Sometimes I might be a little bit slow in doing that, depending on how packed the day is. But listen, what I've done prior to the show is think about you and those who are going to be listening, and even those who down the road listen to archives. Because compelled by the Spirit of God, I just simply come to tell you that there's an incredible love. And if you do not yet know this living God of heaven, hang on, don't go away. Be an honest seeker and searcher, and listen to some of the things within this hour. Many of you that are involved in knowing end time events and things that are involved in conspiracy, listen, there's a lot of people that listen to issues on conspiracy. They go to movies out there like The Da Vinci Code, and they look at some things out there, and there's some little pieces of truth. Is the Catholic Church involved? Is the United Nations involved? Are nations of the world involved? What about secret societies? What we're going to talk about in the midst of all of these outside physical things we can look at, I'm going to give you five elements of how to track real Luciferianism. And we're going to say, what is Luciferianism? I'm going to kind of give a definition tonight. But again, I want to say welcome to everybody all across Europe and other places that are listening in Asia, all across the United States and Canada. Thank you. Thank you for coming and listening. And I do hope that you'll go to www.shatterthedarkness.net. There are hundreds of one-hour MP3s to download, and we're going to constantly put up more and more and more, and I hope that they are a benefit to you. We're grateful for the hour that Steve Quayle has given to us. And I know that a number of you have written me about the 3-hour show from last Friday. And you've been asking whether or not, that there's broken links or there's something wrong. Now, I don't have any control of that. You'll have to write to Steve Quayle, and they've done the recording on that side, and they'll have that. So all I was able to do was put up the links to the show on my site, directly on my site, and if you go to archives, you'll be able to listen to it from what I've been told, but not able to download it. So I don't know how that part of it works, so you'll have to check with Steve and find out. And again, we pray God's blessings on him and on you as we engage this time together. If I was to ask you, how in the world would you track Luciferianism? Now, I want to start with, though, I want to start with somewhere that we were yesterday. We were talking last night on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. About some of the elements of globalism, but now we're going to talk about, again, focus on a 3,000-year-old prophecy. So if you're the kind of person that has been interested in Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, predictive, you know, events, even psychics that have given those kind of predictive things. Now, there's a lot of people predicting. Even the project on WebBot that literally scours millions of bits of information on the World Wide Web and comes up with what they feel is emotional language that predicts events to come. You know what they're saying? that all the predictions in the WebBot project is focusing on cataclysmic and chaotic things that are coming. Now, that's amazing. Now, there's a lot of predictive and prophetic things going on all around us. All kinds of talk shows. But again, we've got to test the accuracy, where it's coming from. I'll say again that if it comes from finite fallen spirits, you will not get accuracy. If it comes from the uncreated infinite spirit of God, you will get accuracy. And you're going to find the history of this in the Old Testament to the New, in some of the prophecies that are already now being fulfilled in the end of days. All you got to do is go to 1 John chapter 2, and it really tells the reader, this is how we know it is the last hour. God calls it the last hour of human history. If you've ever worked a job, it's like right now even, I've got 1 hour, one complete hour. We're only 7 minutes into it tonight. And so I have less than an hour left in this show, then it's going to be over. And when we read in 1 John chapter 2, the Spirit of God is explaining that and giving us the kind of, the insight of how do we know it's the last days or the last time? Well, he says, this is how you know it is the last hour. Many antichristu, that's the idea again, of those who are counterfeit Christs, whether in the old Gnostics, the Docetics, the Cerinthian Gnostics of 2,000 years ago in the early church, the Nicolaitans, and the movements that began around the rise of the body of Christ in those days that would declare that Jesus Christ was not God, that salvation could be found through a evolution of spiritual experiences leading to the point of personal spiritual deification. Now, when some of those teachings begin to come along, again, it was a demonstration by individuals that were claiming to be a Christ. But Jesus himself said in Matthew 24 about how do we know it's the last days. First thing Jesus says, don't let anybody deceive you. Many will come in his name. The Maitreya is doing that. There are many others that have done that. Sun Myung Moon of the Unification Church came out of Korea, rejected the real Christ, had revelations and spiritual experiences up in the caverns, and began to, you know, believe and proclaim that he is the Christ. I engaged one of the leaders here in America that was leading others out on the streets to make money. This was a Korean girl. And as I began to talk to her, I asked her finally the difference. She handed me, which not everybody gets, but a booklet called The Divine Principle. It refers to the inner writings of Sun Myung Moon back then and how they can use what is called heavenly deception. They are allowed to lie to you in order to win you over. Now again, the scripture tells us Satan is the father of lies, and as a believer in Christ, again, there should be no lies coming out of our lives. It's very important that we live in the truth and speak the truth all the time. Now, when I engage this person, I ask them finally, who is greater, Jesus Christ or Sun Myung Moon? And she said very clearly, Jesus Christ he's great, but Sun Myung Moon, her eyes glazed over. She began to talk as if she was emotionally in love. There was an emotional, spiritual connection. It was absolutely bizarre. And to her, Sun Moon is the Christ of. And again, take an examination of his life and then examine the predictions of the coming Christ, the birth, the conception, the surroundings of his birth, his life, his sinlessness, the cross. One thing's true about all the cult leaders and cult groups that I've engaged in the late 70s and 80s and 90s, and all those in the New Age movement need to understand that wherever you find people saying that Jesus Christ is not God, in other words, stripping him down, making him less than what the prophets, the apostles, the elect angels of God, and even the Father's testimony about the Son of God was. The declaration of angels, of prophets, was that he was Emmanuel, that he is Emmanuel, that he was God in human flesh, that he's the eternal one that came into time and space for a short period of time to do something. And I want you, if you're on the edge tonight and you want to take some scripture down, take a look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Especially if you are a spiritual seeker looking for an answer. Look at the reason why Jesus came. Why God put on flesh and blood. It's clear. Because we, human beings, are flesh and blood. He too put on humanity, flesh and blood. He came down to taste death, conquer it. So there's a big difference when it comes to cult proclamations of Christ's that they have made up. In every case where you find the deity of Christ stripped off, you're going to also find his simple saving message and power stripped away. You're going to find that the Jesus of the New Age, the Jesus of the ufologists, the Jesus of the old Gnostics, the Jesus of old Hinduism and old Buddhism, where the finite spirits have guided the information, you're going to find that they're going to give you and present to you a completely different Christ than what God, the Holy Spirit, gave in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, what the angels, the elect angels, proclaimed when Jesus was born. You're going to find a great difference. And that's important. Because the truth is that if you are seeking, if you are looking, if you want something, you don't want it coming from finite, fallen spirits. And if you're a remote viewer, if you're into predictive abilities when it comes to psychic abilities or enhanced human abilities, then you're going to have to deal with something. You're going to have to deal with the massive, overwhelming inaccuracies. Yes, even in remote viewers across the board. Massive inaccuracy because it doesn't and is not guided by the uncreated infinite Spirit of God. Now, having said all that, let me mention again for those coming into this hour, we're about 12 minutes after 6 p.m. here on Wednesday night Eastern Standard Time. I want to say thank you for listening and taking the time to come. My name is Russ Dizdar, and if you want to find out all about who we are and what we can give you, go to shatterthedarkness.net. From there, you can go to tons of materials, all kinds of stuff to tell you about. We're going to be on weekly Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday night, Steve Quayle's survivetothrive.net network with the sponsors InnerHealth and so forth. We're going to be on that show on Tuesday nights every week, but at 7 p.m. Very important. Now, we have a live show on Sunday night, we do, even a live chat. And we put up other broadcasts as podcasts weekly. Matter of fact, we have a brand new series that just began on discernment and the difference between extrasensory perception and Holy Spirit perception. We're going to go over the aspects of discernment in a day in which I've been saying, in fulfillment of biblical prophecy, is the most supernatural time in human history, the most supernaturally confusing and deceiving and counterfeit time ever in history, more than the early church, more than the 70s. We have approached a time of unprecedented spiritual manifestation, and it's only the beginning. It's only the first waves. It's like the tsunami that occurs way out there, you know, and under the ocean. You know, the water seems calm and it kind of recedes and there's a little bit of activity. And then there's more. Then all of a sudden the flood comes. All of a sudden the waters come and overwhelm everything. Well, we're almost to that point. I talked about that last night. We're almost to that point of a burst. And all the world will know that we have engaged what seems to be the end of humanity. But it's not. It's only designed to collapse the current system in order to replace it with a new system. Let me tell you right now, the regime that seeks to replace the current structures, I believe, is already in place. I have no question that Antichrist is behind the scenes, that some of the most high-powered satanic rituals in human history, beyond Moloch in the old days, beyond the Baals, beyond even the Ziggurats and the old Nephilim, the most powerful in human history, are being done in, well, maybe even in plain sight. That's why we need to take a look, and I'm going to say tonight, we need to take a look at where world leaders are being drawn together. Whether that's the Bilderbergers or the meetings coming up in Pittsburgh in 2 weeks, where are world leaders being gathered and for what reason? Now I'm going to tell you the reason why I say this. Because starting with biblical revelation, the satanic agenda has a target. Their primary target is political, military leadership. It's the leaders of the most powerful countries that involve their leadership in military endeavor. And so I think it's very, very important that we keep looking at where world leaders, whether it's on Malta in secrecy, whether it's, again, the Bilderbergers, and I'm sure that there are secretive meetings, well, that none of us can actually get to. It might have to be literally by the hand of God, supernaturally, that we find out. And listen, if believers, millions of believers across this nation, will begin to use the spiritual weapons that God has given, realize that nothing is impossible to them that believe, you got to realize what Hebrews chapter 12 or 11 says. Hebrews chapter 11, where men and women were commended for their faith, that they were able to conquer kingdoms, administer justice. So I want you to know right now, more than just hearing about everything, which is necessary in order to get involved and to know, we don't want to just run out, you know. It's like even praying. It's not about just shooting out your prayers with you know, what are we aiming at? What are we going after? What's the, you know what, the best thing to know is the, what is the mission of God and how to advance the basileia, the kingdom of God. How do you advance that? Because that's where the power, the might, and all of heaven backs that agenda. And nothing can stop that. Jesus said not even the gates of hell would prevail against that ongoing mission of God. But there's another mission in the world, and we all know that, and that's why we're here tonight. There is shadow government. There is shadow military. There is a shadow spiritual system in the world. On the surface, it has the mask of New Age light, angels of light, goodness, kindness, and spiritual experiences that are real, but counterfeit. It is very vital. I don't think anybody wants counterfeit in their life. I don't think anybody wants to be fooled. That's why I say, by the providence of God, maybe tonight you're listening and you've engaged spiritual activity. You say, I am a spiritual person. Can I ask you, what's the source of the spirituality that you have in your life? Where's it coming from? Because underneath the counterfeit agenda is, we're just going to call it what many others have called it. We're going to call it Luciferianism. Now, I had some time back looked at a YouTube video somebody sent me where Colonel Shannon from U.S. military, who was the one that wrote the manual and developed this project called the First Earth Battalion, kind of like enhanced super soldiers or the development, or at least the beginnings of it. And I watched a video that he had done from his home, I think out there in Hawaii, where he's saying, you know, what is Luciferianism? What is a Luciferian? Do we even know what one is? Well, the answer to Colonel Shannon is yes, we do, clearly. And we're going to give five principles of tracking Luciferianism. The bottom line is, the deeper down into Luciferianism you go, the clearer what it is, the more evidence of what it is. You get, it's kind of like looking down a cone, and the further down in the cone you get, that's where you come to the darker and darker and darker principles, until you get to the fallen cherub himself. Everything's orchestrated out of hell's kitchen. There is a great hierarchy among this spiritual, massive, massive dominion. The fallen cherub is called the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere, the dense atmosphere around the earth, that he is the spirit now operating in, well, it's obvious, those who do not have the spirit of Christ, the living Christ in them. And so he's able to operate. And that's why we find in the world today, well, we're going to call it Luciferianism. What is Luciferianism? Again, it is the literally spiritual engagement, whether people are believing things, accepting spiritual presence, accepting spiritual experiences, that is coming from the demonic side, that is coming from the finite fallen spirits. Among the entire dark, finite spiritual kingdom is this picture of, well, it has one doctrine. It has one agenda. It has one, well, a methodology that we can calculate it. We can see the MO, the mode of operation. And so Luciferianism obviously has, and I'm just saying, people have used the Latin transliteration Lucifer. So I'm just going to use that, because even underground brotherhooders and those connected to, you know, transgenerational Satanism, they see themselves as Luciferians. I think Albert Pike and Masons looked at Luciferianism as those believing in Lucifer, who's the good guy, and the bright one, the one going to give the knowledge. I was even reading not too long ago what's called the Devil's Bible, written by Father Merdan from the Cathedral of the Black Goat, and how he describes in the first couple of chapters of what's called the Devil's Bible, what they believe. God's the bad guy, Lucifer's the good guy, that picture. So it begins with the concept of the fallen cherub being considered Lucifer, the light bearer. Lucifer is the light bearer. He's the one with the elitist knowledge. He's the one emerging into the world. And again, in the connectiveness of all the demonic realm, this domain that he leads, that he orchestrates, and that there is a clear agenda in the world, well, we'll just use the term. That's the Luciferian agenda, Luciferian presence. You can say satanic. When you say satanic, you immediately get the idea of something darker and horrific, and it's a little clearer. When you say luciferic or Luciferian, that's where you get the masquerade. Satan's able to masquerade as an angel of light. We know that. He can morph, literally, because he is clearly a powerful supernatural being. But his nature, and the nature of fallen spirits, let me tell you something. They can't tell the truth. They can't even quote scripture correctly. They'll quote it. They'll use it in demonic writings, even when Satan engaged Jesus directly. They'll use it, but they can never use it correctly. That's the important thing we need to understand. Why? Because of their nature, it's eternally fixed. And because they wouldn't want to. They are what they are because they want to be that. There is never been any kind of revelation or insight to any remorse, any repentance, any reasons why they don't want to do what they're doing. There's none that's repenting, none that's crying, none that's saying, I wish it wouldn't have been. So, by the way, I'm looking right now clearly at the emails here, and someone's written, and we're going to get to that in a little bit here. But let me mention that if you'd like to write in, and I know that it's not really interactive, you're getting to listen, but if you'd like to write in, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, either before or during the show, even to say hello. Listen, wherever you are in the world, let us know where you're listening from. You know, what country you're listening from, maybe how you're listening. I'd like to know, because I'm new to you, and it's just great to meet you. I find somebody here writing from Alberta, Canada, and we're glad for that. So we're gonna take a look at their question here in a few moments. We're talking about the concept of Luciferianism, the concept that there is a real, powerful, supernatural being behind it, that there are hundreds of millions of spirits. And the Spirit of God calls them planos, meaning imposters or seducers. Timothy 4:1. The Spirit of God calls that whole regime that it's rulers, principalities, powers, or the Greek word kosmokrator. In Ephesians 6, it's a hierarchy. And they are in, they're here by rights, because we opened the door. And we opened the door and gave them the rights. Now listen, even a Christian can give some room to the devil, not possession of their spirit or soul, but they can give room. Look at Ephesians 4, when we're told not to give the devil topon, a legal right, a room into our lives to bring some level of harassment or grip to an area. Well, I'm not going to talk about that so much tonight as to say this. 3,000 years ago, what happened? What happened 3,000 years ago? I'm going to say that very clearly, words were written down. They are now grapha, scripture, writings. They were written directly, guided, and given by the inspiration, and I hope you understand the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Many New Agers, obviously Luciferians, many others, you understand the inspiration of spirits, guiding writers. There's even right now, maybe somebody who's an automatic writer. On our live show a couple of years ago, on Sunday night, somebody who'd been an automatic writer for 8 years heard the difference. And they realized that they were not being guided by the Spirit of God, but by a spirit. And when they came to Christ, they were having kind of an attack. I even had to call them and over the phone rebuke the power of this dark spirit in Jesus' name, of course, and get it off of her so that she could be free from what once mounted, guided, directed her in all these writings. So when I say Psalm chapter 2, I'm going to tell you right now that this is one of the most amazing and should be used as a vehicle of great communication to the world. Listen, to the Russians, to the Chinese, to the Germans, to the French, to the Italians, to the Brits, listen, the Scots, those in Norway, all around the world, South America, all where you're listening. In Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Your leaders, both political and military, are being sought by the dark side, by the Luciferian agenda, to draw them in. And the predictive picture of Psalm chapter 2 is literally about the last of the last of the last days. It literally depicts the last 7 years. It depicts how a world leader has risen, that globalism has come, that the kings of the earth, the nations that have been joined together, and the peoples that have come together in mass are unified. Unified by the spirit of Antichrist, unified by Luciferian presence, experience, doctrine, and mission. And God, 3,000 years ago, brought about insight and revelation of those days just before us. He's bringing a message and he's speaking to the leaders of the world, the nations where you and I live, and the peoples, which literally, if you don't know Christ, is including you right now. God's got a message from 3,000 years ago directly. Now, it begins with God asking the question, why? It deals with how the kings, the nations, the peoples, they are, well, literally the word has the idea of rage. Why do the nations or the peoples or the heathens, it's just literally the Hebrew word for nations. Why do the nations conspire? Why do they, but the idea of conspire here is there's an emotional, passionate rage. Why are they raging? And then it says, and the peoples, the peoples gathered, why are they plotting in vain? Now, we need to see the insight here. The first thing that God is showing us is that, and again, if you look at the very, very next verse, listen, friends, take a look at Psalm 2 and verse 1 and 2. It talks about how the kings of the earth set themselves against, or they, literally the Hebrew word meaning the gathering together. There's a gathering together. The kings of the earth, they're taking a stand in opposition to the God of heaven. They're gathering together in a global, unified doctrine, spirit, and agenda. And guess what's happening? They are gathering together and making their stand against the Lord. Obviously, in Psalm 2, we're talking about Almighty God and against His anointed. Now, I hope you understand that it's referring to Christ. The globalism that will rise before us, that we're seeing the shark fins of, that will eventually, when this literal monster comes and does take it place. And again, biblical prophecy shows that it will. Because so many people are going to be open and so many people are going to believe and so many people are going to take hold. As we see this just at the surface, it will begin to rise more and more and more. We talked about this Tuesday night, about the four elements of its emergence and so forth, of its destabilization, and then the burst, the great chaos, the thing that will change everything in a very short time. And I say, personally, my belief, it would be no more than 6 weeks to 6 months, and that everything will change totally. And the world ruler will be here, and a new regime will be in place, and nations will be lining up, and military powers will be lining up, and a masked peace for the world will seem to be set in place. But I'm going to say again, because God has given the real picture, that the masked peace leads ultimately to Revelation 9. A third of humanity being destroyed, which means now over 2 billion people will be gone, will lose their lives, and for many, their souls in less than a 3.5-year period. Now, that's not our focus tonight. I'm just simply telling you that as we approach globalism, God has already spoken. God has already given matter of fact, in Psalm 2, God even, looking to what the kings, the nations, and the peoples are actually saying in their hearts. And this is the kind of really incredible thing that God not only knows, like when Jesus was here, he knew what people were thinking, what they were saying, what they were planning. God knows, like we read Psalm 139, God knows our thoughts before they even come out to be words on our mouths. God's omniscience is so incredibly detailed. I mean, it's down to His ability to know exactly what a tear is, what a sigh means, what our feelings are. Matter of fact, I think he knows more how we feel and what we are thinking than we are ourselves. That's why it's good to know him. It's why we know that we can have the Spirit of God help us and truth to sort things out. That's why it's good to be able to go to God in a daily way and pour ourselves into living words and find instruction. When's the last time you've read Psalm 119 and saw an incredible revelation of the power of the living words of God? God can be encountered in the reading because his presence is, well, I always say it this way, the scripture is the only actual book in human history whose actual author is always present. Every time you open it, touch it, read it, the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is clearly showing us in Psalm 2, concerning the very end of days, I would take it in the last of the 7 years, that the kings, the nations, and the peoples, that there's a gathering, a unification, that there's a conspiracy that has the idea of a raging, tumultuous raging, a clamoring, to unite in such a way that the scripture eventually shows what the uniting is for. The uniting is ultimately guiding them, the spirit of the Eros, the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit who's now at work. He's guiding them, my friends. I hope that he's not guiding you. I hope that you've not embraced the spirits of the new age. I hope that you've not embraced the so-called energies that enhance human abilities that will lead us to a human evolution. Because the roots of that doctrine go to the very fingertips and lips of the fallen cherub. And that's part of how you're going to be able to tell and track the rise of Luciferianism, the rise of Lucifer. Somebody sent me a note the other day about a film made years ago called Lucifer Rising. Not one that I think anybody should see, but it had some elements of real Satanism in it back in the day. So I want you to know that as we talk about these five elements, which we're going to give out here in about a minute, I want you to know that Luciferianism is a real thing if you understand the biblical concept of it. And even if you've talked to, as I have talked to for years, people involved in deep underground. I mean the ones that know what's really going on, the ones engaged in direct satanic worship, they don't see Satan as some red, pointy-headed, you know, thing with... They don't see him as an ugly, mean, fiery, grouchy thing. They see their worship of Satan as a worship of Lucifer, the light-bearer, this powerful brilliance. Any of the old elitist Luciferians... And I believe without a question, those who are the elite, the top, I have no question, they have engaged, maybe even have had an appearance, or have even seen Lucifer's presence. At least there's claims to that. At least there's very clear claims to that. But his presence to them probably would be the pinnacle of deception. If he has them convinced that he's the good guy, the elitist, going to give them the elitist secretive knowledge and guide them to deification and enable them to help join in the ruling of the world, then those who believe that, and if the Bilderbergers are a part, or if there's, again, the shadow governments and shadow military individuals that believe that, and there are, then you've got to understand they are the most deceived of the entire hierarchy of the satanic kingdom. to believe his doctrine direct, and to serve and to promote and to look to get him in. For the groups around the world that are doing the rituals to unleash more powers, to charge the air, to send the presence into politics and into military and to bring influence, well, they are the ones that are believing that Lucifer is the good guy, the kind guy, the supernatural. I mean, he's going to bring the brilliance. I mean, that's what Albert Pike wrote about. Take a look at some of the writings of the secret societies. Why do you think there's secret societies? Well, let me come to this. You know, again, I want you to study Psalm 2, and I encourage you to do so. And especially, again, to political listeners and to those in the military. And let me tell you right now, my prayers are with you. And my goal is to get more and more and more individuals to do what the Holy Spirit said in Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. When the Spirit of God says, you know, with urgency and with priority, first of all, that prayers are to be given for the kings of the earth. Why do you think that God gave that instruction? Because God knows all that the enemy's doing. God knows where the real battlefield is. I mean, it's not that Satan and the demonic does not want to bring... I mean, they would love to bring deception to everyone and keep anybody from knowing God. That's for sure. But if you want to know, their target are the kings, which in biblical revelation would be the political, military-type leaders. Political and military-type leaders. That's where the force, the pinnacle of Luciferian work would be done. How do you track Luciferianism in the world? Let's get some of the bottom line. How do you see it? Let's talk about five ways to track Luciferianism. Number one, wherever you see globalism being pushed. Now listen, very important. Because globalism has, as its inspirer, Lucifer and the demonic side, the inception, the inspiration, the initiation, the groundwork, the vision, the dream, the feeling, the inspiration, the influence, the words, the concepts, the sequential goals for globalism have literally come voice to skull, voice to heart, voice to mind, dark side to fallen humanity. Believers in Christ will understand this concept of Ephesians chapter 6, arrows of the enemy. If we lift up the shield of faith in Christ and His Word, we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now stop and think about it. The arrows are those unseen, invisible, involuntary feelings, thoughts, ideas that are plunged into the hearts, the minds, and lives of people with the goal to get people to believe and then to act on those arrows. Those arrows are communication. Involuntary hidden communication. Those arrows have senders. The ones like Alice Bailey that wrote 21 volumes that are the foundation of the New Age movement, which involves hundreds of millions of people worldwide, were guided by what she claims was an ascended master. He was a cosmocrator. Or what the Holy Spirit calls Planos Spirit. And that directly is didache of the demonic. Literal, in your hands, writings inspired by, with the attachment of the demonic, which spells out the development of the New Age, of a world leader, and of massive counterfeit. And of a hidden in between the lines along the way agenda that could involve an attack for the goal of cleansing the earth of real believers in Christ and those that oppose the coming world leader. We'll talk about the externalization of the hierarchy, which is the title of the book that Alice Bailey was literally, this is what the spirit demon, powerful entity, guided her to write. And it's all about globalism. Globalism, from beginning to end, is the devil's idea. It's Lucifer's idea. It's the fallen cherub's idea. The inspiration, the ideologies, the putting together. You're going to feel it in the air. You're going to see it in rituals. You're going to read it in writings. And more, and the closer we get to the burst of globalism, we're in the midst of the emergence, and we're in the midst of the shaking destabilization. But on the surface of everything right now, worldwide, among the Russians, the Chinese, among Europe, especially among Europeans, and in America, the political and economic and military and media systems are deeply spiritually infected with globalism. So wherever you find globalism, number one, wherever you find globalism, you're tracking real Luciferianism. Number two, wherever the writers, the top writers of globalism are, there you can find Luciferianism. I'm not saying that they put on black robes and worship Satan and cry out Satan's name and whatever. Luciferians are those that are going to believe in Satan as the light bearer and a shining bright, you know, the concept of an angel of light and everything is good and humanity and they'll even talk about love and uniting everybody. But so does a sexual predator. A sexual predator, when he presents himself to a child, like the film I saw, nice, you know, acceptable, kindly, and offering gifts that they know the little child would like. The sexual predator knows what the little child wants. And I'm telling you, the spiritual dark side that can masquerade as an angel of light, they know what fallen humanity fears, what fallen humanity, you know, wants and is going to offer it. And I'm going to tell you right now, wherever you find the writings of Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Barbara Marx Hubbard, David Spangler, and Robert Mueller, wherever you find not only their writings, books, but their materials, and even these leaders, you're going to find a lot of them that have been to the UN. You're going to find a lot of their writings that have influenced the UN. You really are. So look for where these writings are being promoted, Lucius Trust. Look where these writings are being disseminated and who's into them. And where they're at. Third thing, quickly. Wherever you find victims of satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, what are called, they call, the undergrounders have called, chosen ones. Wherever you find victims, you can work with them, track backwards, you're going to run into. Who created 4.5 million cases? Some estimate up to 10 million cases of individuals that have been through massive satanic rituals, demonization in their lives, split human personality, enablements that come from the dark side, all because they are being created to be super soldiers and troops of Antichrist. So where you find them and the perpetrators, those who have created them, those who've caused them, you're finding Luciferians. If you're a victim of satanic ritual abuse, you know that they meant for you to be a committed Luciferian. They wanted you to worship the being of light. They wanted you to be engaged and see Satan as the light bearer, the good guy, and to follow him and to believe his coming presence and be a part. So all real ritual abused individuals, when the inside cult-created or coven-created ones are found, you're going to find this. You're going to find testimonies everywhere concerning this. Number four, wherever you find the spiritual experiences, that involve the finite spirits, that then those experiences lend itself to individuals believing in a new age, a new world order, a globalism. A lot of people are talking about the physical side of globalism and what we're reading, the laws and the attempted things. And the good thing is there's a lot of people that are ready to fight that. But I'm telling you that behind the scenes, like Ephesians 6 says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The power behind globalism is luciferic. Everywhere you see the advancement of globalism, it can be tracked directly to manifested satanic powers, luciferian powers. There is no advance to globalism. Politically, in the military, in the media, in the arts, in the entertainment, there is no advance without the presence of satanic or luciferian powers. So wherever you find the experiences, and there's a lot of people getting experiences, and a lot of the experiences coming not from God will always lead them away from the real Christ, engage them with false Christs, and guide them to the belief in globalism and the need for a new world order because everything else is bad. Well, I mean, Satan's making a lot of things look bad. And he's going to make the world, listen, the goal of the coming chaos, undergrounders have called it the Black Awakening, the goal is to bring such horror and horrific devastation politically on the military side, the electrical grids, the economic system, the food chains, everything, to where it almost seems like the end of the world, annihilation. They're bringing everybody down to that eventually, so that what's left in humanity will cry out for a savior. And when Antichrist presents himself with his regime, it's almost as though it's a satanic ritual, a bonding ritual, an emotional bonding. There's going to be a lot of emotional bonding to the facade of saviorhood that the world leader, the world teacher, the Antichrist, the Mahdi, whatever you want to call him, presents. Listen, we only have tonight about 6 minutes left, and again, I want to say that during this time, I don't always get to it, but I try to, the questions. But let me give you the fifth point quickly. The fifth point is this. I'll go through all of them real quick. Number one, wherever globalism is being pushed. Number two, wherever the writings of globalists like Barbara Mox Hubbard, David Spangler, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Robert Mueller, things like that. Wherever you find that, you're going to find, again, you're going to be able to track the real presence and work of Lucifer and the Luciferians. And then thirdly, it's wherever you find the victims of satanic ritual abuse, Luciferian abuse, and what's going on there. And fourthly, wherever you find experiences that people are having that push them away from the living personal God and into energies, energy fields, out-of-body experiences, human enhancements, and they're not even sure where they're all coming from. They just know it's suprahuman, but it's not of God. The question is then, where's it coming from? That's the fourth thing. Wherever you find these finite fallen spirits giving a barrage, a smorgasbord of spiritual experiences. They're real, but they're wrong, deadly wrong, and they're meant to be deceptive. The fifth thing is this. Wherever you find the concept of the doctrine, the dake, the dogma, Satan's got dogma. New Age's got dogma written all over, everywhere. Dogma is from the idea of teaching. Didache, teaching. Wherever you find the doctrine of spiritual evolution among the 2012ers, this is big. And it's like adding to the fuel of the New Agers. Wherever you find the doctrine of evolution, the evolution of human consciousness, human transformation, that man is evolving spiritually and a big burst is coming and we will be turned into deity, or we're going to evolve into higher spiritual beings. Wherever you find that teaching, you have found the core of Luciferian presence, Luciferian doctrine that lends itself to the coming globalism. The original Luciferian doctrine is found in Genesis 3, where the fallen cherub promises humanity, chuck God, accept the new spirituality, and you'll be able to evolve or acquire this elitist secret way of becoming like God, deification. You're going to find that in writings everywhere. So let me just say just quickly here, that if you are engaged in those kind of spiritual, you know, experiments and presence and everything else, let me tell you this right now, you're in danger. Military man and woman, you're in danger. Listen, political man, you're in danger. Remote viewer, I'm just telling you from my heart. You don't. It's up to you whether you want to examine things and believe, but I'm saying by the Spirit of God and by the compelling love of God, you're in vast danger. And there's great deception going on. And I'm saying the Spirit of God is right where you're at. The Spirit of God wants to bring you into the experience of the living Christ, the power of God, the cleansing that He brings, the new nature, the power that He brings inside of your life, the gift of eternal life. Listen, when Christ comes into anyone's heart and life, your human spirit is, well, they call it born again. Jesus said born again. You're made alive. If you're into spiritual experiences, and they're all coming from the dark side, I guarantee you, you don't have this one yet. This is what's coming down out of heaven. This is what Jesus provided when He went to the cross. There's a reason why He died, shed His blood, was buried, and rose from the dead. Proclaimed by hundreds of prophecies, anywhere from 1,000 to 700 years in advance. Everything that He was going to be and do was foretold. And everything that He was and did occurred just like the Holy Spirit said. And it's all about you. It's all about God literally loves you. God wants you. If you're a believer in Christ, you know that. Please be grounded in it. Listen, they're closing us down right here, and the hour is up, and man, I just like to speak and tell you that God loves you. Listen, my friend, come to Christ wherever you're at in the world. Receive Jesus Christ, the living Christ. Go to the Gospel of John. Read it. Focus in on John's Gospel, chapter 7. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. God bless you.